Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It's always such a joy to be with you guys. We're going to talk about consistency, part two. Now, keep in mind what we talked about last week. If you have not listened to that podcast, I recommend that you go back and that you listen to that podcast because consistency is so important. The Bible has a lot to say about consistency. The God that we serve is consistent. He's constant. So I want you to just kind of make reference to some of the points that I made last week. And I said, any area in your life that is inconsistent, you are not going to produce fruit. Now, keep in mind, any area in your life that is not constant, consistent, steadfast, unwavering, unchanging is probably the area that you are going to maybe falter in, or you won't attain, or you won't achieve something. Now, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about is really forming a consistent prayer life. Now, if you do not have a consistent prayer life, what's going to happen is it's just going to die. Anything that you do not have consistency in, it's going to die. It cannot produce fruit. It will not have roots. And so you need a strong root system. So I want to come to you today out of the topic consistency again, part two. And I'm going to read three scriptures. So make reference of them. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, and I'll read it to you. Chapter 3, verse 6. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. It says, like, our God does not change. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And the last scripture I want to read to you is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of ends of the earth. He does not faint. He does not grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. So there are two points that I'm going to make about consistency here. Number one, your God never changes. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So consistency, number one, I want to say to you, it comes from God. You cannot be consistent on your own. It is impossible to be consistent in your own strength. You must understand that it is God's supernatural grace that gives us the ability to be able to be consistent. What is grace? Grace is the power of God to do what we can't do in our own ability and in our own strength. That's why Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 tells us, do not grow tired, do not grow weary, do not give up. Why? Because in due season, you're going to reap a harvest if conditional, you do not give up. So the condition is we don't give up. The condition is we keep going. The condition is that we are steadfast people. But we cannot be consistent if we are doing it in our own ability. Consistency comes not from our own strength. It comes from God. It says that he is the everlasting God. He does not change. We just read those three scriptures. So consistency, and think about consistency. One, it comes from God. Two, consistency will create momentum in your life. Consistency will create momentum in your life. Now, when you lose momentum, anytime you stop being consistent, you lose momentum. And momentum is powerful because what the enemy is always trying to do is he's trying to interrupt a rhythm. He hates rhythm in your life. Think about a song. A song has rhythm. The enemy's goal is to interrupt a rhythm because he knows the power of momentum. Now, I've made reference to teams in the past in my preachings. Now, say it through this means. If you've ever watched a team or you watch somebody in sports, and there's always a team that has a momentum, and they always have the upper hand. So the team with the most momentum is probably winning the game. So the enemy hates your momentum because wherever you start to gain momentum, it outwits him. He cannot overcome you when there is momentum in your life. So the key is momentum. The momentum in your life is something that the enemy is after. He wants to take advantage of any interruption in your momentum. Therefore, consistency is necessary in your life. This is not an issue of, do I want to be consistent? This is an issue of, you have to be consistent. You have to be a consistent people in prayer. Why? It's building momentum. You're going to have the upper hand. Now, momentum has everything to do. Think about this. Momentum has everything to do with you not stopping. You cannot stop, as hard as it is. You remember, consistency doesn't come from your own strength. It comes from God. But the Bible always continuously talks about even those that have become disobedient, they lost their momentum. Why? Because they got disobedient. Now, any area in your life that you're disobedient, you're going to stop momentum. Obedience precedes momentum. I'm going to say that again. Obedience precedes momentum. Wherever you are obedient, more than likely you're going to continue in a momentum. And momentum is powerful. Now, what is stopping momentum? To stop momentum is any place in your life where you're taking a break. Stop taking breaks. Oh, I'm taking another break. And we keep taking these breaks, but it's stopping momentum. And so you have to keep a tempo. You have to keep momentum because you are effective. As a matter of fact, let me say this. You are most effective when you have momentum. You are most effective when you have momentum. When you have a rhythm going, you're most effective. Whenever you stop the momentum and then to pick it back up, it's hard to do. So the enemy is always looking for that. So number one, consistency comes from God. Number two, consistency always produces momentum. And then I want to say this. Faithfulness is consistency. I'm going to end with this point. Faithfulness is consistency. Faithfulness is always abiding. Faithfulness is somebody who's always enduring, always abiding. Consistency, not only is it faithfulness, and lastly, consistency is dedication. Consistency is to be dedicated. It's a place of dedication. It's a place where you are tenacious, you are relentless, you are committed. To be dedicated to something, to be committed to something, to have the momentum into something is really like a whirlwind. You're unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Now, you have to be a person. If you're going to be consistent, you have to be dedicated. And dedicated means to be committed regardless. Regardless, if everything's moving around you, you don't. If there's a storm around you, you don't. If you've got a bad report, you don't move. That is what dedication means, to be committed regardless. In other words, I'm committed to my church. I'm committed to God. I am committed to prayer. I am committed to my devotion. I am committed to everything that I am going to be consistent in, regardless. Regardless, that means that I don't put excuses. That means that I'm not moved by something. I'm not swayed by something, but I stand strong regardless. Now, you cannot build anything if you do not have consistency. And you have to be a people that know how to turn to God for that consistency. Maybe you're not constant. Well, know that your God is constant. Maybe you're inconsistent. Well, know that God is consistent. Well, maybe you're faithless. Well, today God is telling you, well, I'm faithful, so you can get that from me. Now, it's time to open our eyes and understand that God is consistent. And if you need consistency, he's the one to go to. I'll pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that your people gain a momentum. Father, when they have momentum, they're powerful. They're at their best, that they're at their highest peak. So today I pray, God, that your people start to be consistent, dedicated, faithful. Father, I pray that they run to you, because they know that you are an unchanging God. You are the same always, forever. You never change. Father, you are faithful. So I pray that your people can be faithful. Lord, I pray against every thought in the people that says, I can't, it's too hard. Father, they can look at you and know that they can, because you are faithful. You are dedicated. You are a God that always has the momentum. You're always on the move. You never stop. So, Father, I pray for your people that they become consistent in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. We'll see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.